Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. So girly, how's your week been?
It was pretty good. I went to Dallas Market.
Yeah.
And did some, listen, that is shoe shopping for the soul. Let me tell you, if you're
I want to go to Market shopping, with y'all one time.
I did mention it to Linda, and I told her that you had said the first time you went was with her, and what a good time you had.
Yeah.
It can be so overwhelming. There are so many brands. There's so much stuff to look at.
I've been overwhelmed, like, every time I've been, and I don't really want to go to shop for the store. I just want to go hang out with
y'all. I think that you should go to Gift Market.
I've been to Gift Market, and it stresses me out so bad.
I can tell you one thing that we did find, because I was wanting to look for something new to bring into the store that might be, I mean, you always look for things that are like impulse purchases,
and yeah,
things like that, because you want to find things that, I always look for something that people did not expect that to be in there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh, they have this, you know? And so I was telling Linda, you know, it's such a big deal to get lip fillers right now, but there are a lot of people like me personally that I'm not going to do that. Yeah. But I have had some really good plumping lip glosses.
Yeah.
And I said, why can't we find a brand that is like a boutique brand, not something that you can go to Ulta or a cosmetic store to buy, but something that is a boutique brand. And we did come across one. We purchased a sample. I haven't got mine yet because that was in the bag whenever I got dropped off. So, but Linda's supposed to be bringing it to me, and we're going to give it a try and see what we think about it. But I'm hoping that we can maybe look into a little bit of a cosmetic line.
Yeah.
They're a boutique brand, so it's going to be something that maybe not a lot of people have heard of it, but it's going to be, that's kind of, the word boutique, what it usually brings to mind is this is something that's exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, department stores do not sell this. This is exclusive to only these small stores, boutiques.
Yeah.
So I think that that's really cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, that's interesting.
I get excited over stuff like that. But girl, let me tell you about the shoes. I have, like, my heart, like, palpitates every time I walk into Corky's.
Oh, I love Corky's shoes so much.
I do, too. I mean, and I'm not going to say that the most beautiful pair of shoes I've ever seen in my entire life has been at Corky's, although I will say I do have a very beautiful pair of pink wedges that I love so much.
Listen, I wore my Betsy Johnson loafers today, and do you know, Betsy Johnson is my, like, I love Betsy Johnson everything. Yeah. But I've bought so many pairs of Betsy Johnson shoes, and they're so damned uncomfortable. But I wore my Betsy Johnson loafers today because they have, like, a thick sole because it's raining. And so I thought these will be good, like, rain shoes. My feet hurt.
Gotcha.
But I love Corky's. I can wear Corky's all day, every day at work. And my feet never hurt. Mm-mm. And, like, my back doesn't hurt. And, like,
even the heels.
Yeah. Those wedges are, like, walking on air.
They're amazing.
I love Corky's. I have many pairs of Corky's.
I know. So I had told Linda, you know, if we live somewhere closer to the company, that would be like a dream job of mine. I think that I could be a sales rep for Corky's because I love the product so much.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love Corky's.
But I do find selling them out of our boutique because they're pretty and they're comfortable and they're, like, I don't think that the price is terrible on them. I don't.
No.
I'm going to spend.
No.
If a shoe is that comfortable, I'm going to spend money on
it. I've spent less on Corky's than I have on Betsy Johnson's that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I had a pair of Betsy Johnson's that I bought for my daughter's wedding, wore them less than an hour, and ended up giving them away and paid well over $100 for them.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, no. Corky's are very reasonably priced.
Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should. It always surprises me, and I'm not saying anything bad about anybody when I say this. I'm not. But it never ceases to surprise me when somebody walks inside of a boutique and then they complain about prices.
No, you've walked into a boutique. Like, what did you think the prices were going to be?
It's not the dollar store.
This is not Walmart. Speaking of Walmart.
Ooh, give me all the juicy details.
The Walmart heiress is funding the riots in L.A.
What?
Yep.
They have proof of this?
Yes.
What?
She took out an ad in, like, the New York Times or one of those big newspapers that was, like, a full-page ad saying, let me see if I can find it real quick, but saying all types of stuff. And then, like, Walmart's in damage control mode right now because regular Americans have been like, no.
No.
Hold on. Pause. Let me see if I can find it real quick. So, she's promoting, like, this No Kings, like, anti-Trump protest stuff that's going on. She took out a full-page ad that ran in the New York Times on Sunday calling for people to participate in the No Kings protest for June 14th, the same day the military parade celebrating the Army's 250th anniversary and my Uncle Johnny's birthday.
So she's trying to overshadow the military?
Yeah, and she took out this full page ad that was like, it says, No Kings, June 14th, mobilize. We are a people of principle and honor. We honor our commitments and stand by our allies. We defend against aggression by dictators. We uphold and defend the Constitution. We care for veterans and children. We respect our neighbors and trading partners. We support a healthy national and international economy, community, and environment. We are the world leader trusted to uphold the stability of the rule of law, etc. Handing out gas masks to criminals, you dumb bitch.
She cares about veterans.
Yeah.
And she's planning this protest.
She's supporting this protest. Yeah. We support veterans, and we support this, and we support that. But there's these masks that they're handing out to the protesters that are, like, these bionic masks that, like, protect you from tear gas and shit. Guess who carries those? Guess who, where you can buy those? Walmart. You can buy them at Walmart.
I didn't know that.
And there's being handed out, like, boxes upon boxes.
Okay, I did see that there were pictures, there was video of these trucks rolling in with these boxes of supplies that they are providing to these protesters. This is not anything new. This happened before.
Like, I remember when my mom was sick and we were going back and forth to Dallas all the time. There was some unrest in 2020. And we would be driving by and there were piles of bricks in the medians. Mm-hmm. That's happening right now today in all these cities.
I saw that they had pallets of bricks brought in.
Yeah. Like, I wonder who's...
Listen... Average American Joe Blow is not buying a pallet of bricks to take to a protest. That's not happening.
No. And I don't know if I sent you this TikTok or not.
No, I did get that one that you were talking about. No, did you see the one that I had sent to you that the Florida governor?
Yes.
Sent?
Oh, okay. So, back to Texas for 2 seconds.
Okay.
Governor Abbott, who I'm not a huge fan of to begin with about half the shit that comes out of his mouth, but he did say, he put out a X post or Twitter, whatever, and it said, we're not going to act like this in Texas, blah, 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 blah. And at the very bottom of it, it said FAFO, around and find out.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah,
and I was like, fuck yes, it's time you did the right thing.
Well, there was some stuff going on when I was in Dallas this week.
Yeah.
But there was nothing that, I didn't see anything like that. Like, there was nothing major happening.
Yeah.
But there was that.
I'm not a huge fan of DeSantis either, with his tiny man syndrome and his weird boot thing he's got going on. Have I not talked to you about this?
Mm-mm.
His There's nothing in the toes of his boots. He's wearing heel lifts.
Oh, yeah. You did tell me that. Yeah.
It bothers me. Like, if it's okay to be short, sir.
I would know.
Christy knows. It's okay. You can be short. It's okay. Please don't go on national television in your heel lifts with nothing in the toes of your cowboy boots. And it's like an obvious thing. Like, it looks dumb. Don't do that. It's icky. No, no. And so, anyway, he came out and said, if there's dumbasses standing in the street in front of you and you're fearful, run over them. They fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
In not so many words did he say it.
No, he didn't say it like that, but he did say that.
But he did say that. And I was like, it's about damn time somebody with some common sense tells these dumbasses to not stand in the road.
You know what? I have to give another shout out to our former chief of police from Hugh Springs, Randy Kennedy.
Okay, yes. I love Randy.
Because whenever all that was going on before, yes. He was telling us, please arm yourselves.
Absolutely.
Please, and if you see that our police is in trouble, please come to their aid, you know?
Yeah.
Because Randy, he was not going to tolerate that in our town.
No. And, like, during COVID, he was like, do what you want to do. We're not enforcing any of this bullshit from the government. Like, if you want to go to work.
No, but did you know he's a little bit of a local celebrity?
He is.
Because I was watching the series. It was the People magazine, Surviving a Serial Killer.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
They did an episode about
he's been
Rafael Resendez Ramirez.
Yeah.
And
the railroad killer.
Yes. And he was interviewed on that one.
He's been on Fox News like multiple times about multiple, like from that situation up through COVID.
Yeah.
And he had a Facebook post during COVID that like went viral. Mm-hmm. And he was on Fox News about that. He was on multiple networks about that.
Yeah.
Saying, I'm not enforcing this. And whatever, it was a whole big thing, but it went viral, and he is a little bit of a local celebrity, and he's having a pretty awful battle with cancer right now, so yeah. If you pray or send good vibes into the universe or whatever you do, and maybe send him a little thought.
Absolutely.
Vibe, prayer,
he's such a good whatever. Guy.
He's such a good person. He's got so many stories. His family goes back, like, generations in this town.
Yeah. His daddy pulled Jerry over whenever he was a teenager and took his beer and made him watch him pour it out.
Oh, yeah. I think Emmett pulled everybody over. Like, he would just sit and wait.
Like, he didn't ticket them or nothing, but he would make them watch him pour
yeah,
beer out.
Yeah, he'd just...
Go buy you some more. We'll pour it out, too.
Yeah. I love our little small town.
Yeah. Me too. But that was funny, the whole deal with running people up. It's like, listen, if you're, that's not a protest. And, you know, it's funny because I was saying, there was, you never know who this podcast reaches. So I'm not trying to say names and stuff like that. But there's a person that I knew her as she was a girl growing up, and she's an adult now, and she's very, very democratic. Obviously, she makes lots of political posts and stuff. And something came across my Facebook the other day where she was talking about the insurrection. You're saying this is okay, but a peaceful protest is not okay.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, that's not, like, can we please define what a peaceful protest is?
You mean the Capitol Police leading people through?
Yes.
The Capitol?
It's on video. Come on.
And nothing was set on fire situation. And then let's burn the entirety of LA down. Like, where's the common sense at? The thing came across my TikTok today. And it was somebody asking Tim Walz to define what is a woman, and he could not answer the fucking question.
People
These are the dumbasses.
They're delusional.
These are the dumbasses that are in charge of shit. Like, I don't get it. And then, like, Gavin Newsom's like, Trump didn't reach out to me. And so Trump, like, released his call log showing... He called twice and without an answer.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I can't, I don't understand the brain function of a Democrat.
Well, that is just, what I don't understand is this. I have the same opportunity to research anything as anybody else. So why is it that people are so brainwashed? How are people so brainwashed that they would believe that destroying property is a peaceful protest? Attacking people, attempting murder is a peaceful protest.
Did you hear about the guy that's just bought a whole bunch of Trump bumper stickers?
Yes!
And he's just going through downtown LA, like, popping them on every car. And they're destroying their own property because they're so fucking deranged and stupid. Like, well, that is hilarious. Like,
you know, and this is the part that, like, this is the part that completely baffles me. I do understand if you live somewhere and you cannot afford to feed your family, there's no jobs, you're living in abject poverty, you are being attacked by a cartel or whatever. Okay, I get this. So you come to a country that has given you free medical care.
Yeah.
They're giving you free housing. They're paying you to stay here against, like, listen, there's Americans that are not getting any of this aid because we don't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting all this free stuff. But you're going to burn an American flag and wave a Mexican flag?
I just feel like...
Please make that make sense to me.
Okay, it doesn't make sense because, like, you came to America for a better life, whether you came here legally, illegally, whatever. You came here for a better life. Like, I think I sent you the TikTok of the Chinese immigrant that came here legally.
I sent you that.
I think we sent it to each other.
Oh, did we really?
I think so. I think we sent that one to each other. And he was like, I fly a Texas flag in my yard because I'm a fucking Texan.
That's right.
And I came here because this was better for me and my family. And I would never fly a Chinese flag because this is what it stands for and that's not what I align with. Okay. So if you miss Mexico so fucking bad, like, get your ass on the road. Go back.
He was giving you a free trip.
Yeah.
Go.
Like, if you want Mexico and that's where you desire to be and you want to fly their flag and act like a hoodlum up here in America where it's not so much tolerated, you've got a free plane ticket with your fucking name on it. Tote your ass. Bye.
What are...
Here's another thing
that I cannot understand the thoughts of, because if you want to be here, but you want this country to be Mexico...
No.
Where are you going to run to after that? Because if it does become that...
Yeah.
You going to go to Canada next?
And I'm going
to
say this. Nobody needs... Until our veterans are taken care of, all of them, with mental health, with a house, with whatever a veteran needs, people that have given up far too much to protect this country from the bullshit... I don't give a shit about your poverty or whatever your problems are in Mexico. Like, we as a country of America need to take care of American soldiers who have PTSD, who are addicted to drugs because they cannot cope with their life, who are homeless because their families rejected them over political shit, whatever the situation is. There should not be homeless veterans in this country.
No.
And so, I feel like maybe that should be a priority over some bullshit that came across the border illegally, breaking laws to get here, and for what?
Okay,
to get free healthcare that should be going to our veterans.
That is so racist. I'm so sick of hearing that word.
Okay.
That's not even what racism means. This has not got anything to do with anybody's color of skin, their nationality.
I don't give a shit what your issue is. Like, if you want to come here, cool, that's great. There are multiple legal avenues to do so.
Mm-hmm.
do not come here illegally and take resources away from people who are citizens and who deserve it far more than you do.
Yep.
Because wah, wah, I don't give a shit. I have watched veterans that I know suffer with PTSD with no help from anybody. The VA? What are you talking about? No. And the veteran population of homeless people and drug addicted veterans in this country should be zero.
Yeah.
And it is way high. And you live with a veteran and you know.
Yep.
And so, no. The resources that have gone to illegal immigrants who have come here for no other fucking reason than free shit.
Well, it's not even just the illegal ones. It has always bothered me that we've allowed other people to come into this nation and we give them loans that have no interest. You know, why can't I open a small business and get loans with no interest?
Yeah.
Or loans that I don't have to pay back.
Same. I mean, I didn't even take out a PPP loan during COVID because I called the bank about it. And they were like, I mean, you might qualify for it, but you might have to pay it back or you might not. And I was like, well, then why would I take out a loan that's supposed to be to help my business?
No, there's so many loopholes in the system that helps people that are not from here, but the people that are paying the taxes, they're not getting the help that their tax dollars is paying for. It's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who pays a shit ton of taxes, I mean, my property taxes for, like, the properties we own, the business, my husband's business, like, all that, we pay probably $10,000 a year just in taxes.
Yeah.
And you know what I pay for insurance a month? I pay $1,000 a month for insurance.
It's crazy.
For me and my two boys. $1,000 a month for insurance, for health insurance, and then another $10,000 a year in property taxes and shit like that.
We could get into a whole discussion about how big pharma and insurance has ruined our nation. Yeah. Holy cow.
We should have a whole episode. Like, I could go in depth with about all the stuff that happened when I broke my leg.
You did talk about that some.
I've talked about it some, but I didn't go, like, in depth of all the things that happened. But that was, like, I had to wait 2.5 weeks to have surgery on my leg because nobody would take my United Healthcare Gold Plan insurance. That's nobody would sad. Take it. And that surgery still cost me $10,000 or $12,000 out of pocket. And I had Gold Plan insurance.
I'm just kind of backtracking a second, but, you know, living in Texas, being born in Texas, being from Texas, yes, people outside of Texas probably think we have the biggest egos, whatever. Well, I wish that they loved America like Texans love Texas. Seriously. Love your country. But here's the deal. Okay, so it is true that we are very patriotic about being Texans.
Yes.
But do you know how welcoming we are, even in small towns? Because we have had so many people from other states. Now, listen, when you live in a different state than Texas, maybe if somebody from another state moves in, you don't think anything about it because it's just one American moving into another American state. We're not like that here.
No.
If you're from Texas, it's like we are our own country. To a point, you know?
Yeah. And we could very easily be our own country again.
But the mindset is we are Texans first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's that way, but it is. It really honestly is. But the deal is when we have people come in and they're moving into our small towns and stuff, and their words out of their mouth was, I had to get away from all that crap.
Then don't bring it here.
They're not. That's what I'm saying.
My dad, out where my dad lives, way out in the country, out in the way country, a bunch of land had come up for sale, like, out around him. And there's been, like, people from Dallas, people from California, people from other states, like, coming and snatching up land out there, like, in the vicinity down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're such nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my dad has,
that has been my experience.
My dad has, like, built relationships with all those people because my dad's like, we're going to be neighbors, so.
They're very like-minded and they want to be Texans.
Yeah.
They want to. Like, so they're not coming here waving their other state's flag.
Yeah, no.
At us.
There was, like, me and my dad, we went out on the Kubota and he was like, let's ride around. I'm going to show you all these new houses that are being built and blah, blah, blah. And so we went, you know, riding around, and there was these people that were having like a backyard barbecue, and Dad pulled up in there and they just came out to the Kubota and like was like, have a beer, like, oh my god, you want something to eat? And like, I don't know where they're from, but they were not from here, but they were just like such sweet people. And so my dad was like, yeah, all these people are moving here, and they're like,
because they're wanting a taste of what America used to be like. That's why it bothers me so bad how our cities have gotten here. Because you cannot go into the larger cities in Texas and get that same experience. No. You can't. It's not the same. Fort Worth still does have more of the laid-back Texas charm to a point to be a city.
Yeah.
They do. But, I mean, they're next door to Dallas. You know.
Oh, here comes Morris. He's after you now.
Hi. Come on.
He got tired laying with me. I try to avoid big cities as much as possible just because my anxiety is so much.
Yeah.
And I prefer my little small town stuff and things.
Oh, I do too.
That makes me. And
I've heard the words, I couldn't live in a small town. There's nothing to do there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We always have something to do. It may be stupid.
I mean, it may be like doing something trashy or laid back.
I like trashy and laid back.
Well, come here, Morris. Come on. I'm covered in cat hair. You are too much, sir. But, I mean, we've got $1.50 there to go watch movies at. And
it plays the same movies that you paid $22 a ticket.
Yeah.
Exact same movie. $1.50 with the best popcorn in this area. Popcorn.
So good.
Yep.
There's stuff to do. You just kind of have to look for it. But, I don't know. Just, I'm so frustrated with the politicians that are pushing this agenda that literally no one wants. Like, it's a minority of people that are wanting this drama, but so many politicians are pushing for it, and into what end? Like, what?
Well, some of the stuff that's being pushed is not any, it's not even things that they give two shits about. They don't care about those things. The whole thing is a game to keep voters, and the reason why they want to keep them voters voting for them is because they got money lining their pockets.
Yeah.
So they'll vote a certain
way. I mean, like,
it's not,
you know,
it's stupid.
I don't really care to address the whole Elon Musk Trump fight that's been going on. But I do, and I will say this, I truly believe that it's a distraction. I think that they are putting on to distract. And that's normally, like, when stuff like that happens, that's kind of what I always lean towards. There's so many things going on behind the scenes that we don't see and we don't know about right now that I think is going to come out just because of, if you look between the lines, you can see it, you know? And so I think that whole fight that they got in was to make the Epstein files be released. Because Elon was like, well, the reason they haven't been released is because Trump sent them. Well, now every Democrat from every state, from every level, is calling for the Epstein files to be released with no redactions. Do you know who's in the Epstein files?
Oh, the Clintons.
The Clintons.
Yeah.
The Clintons.
They going to get Clintoned.
And I'm worried we're going to get Clintoned. Are you hot? I'm sweaty.
I'm hot.
I'm going to go turn the air conditioner down.
This is a heated conversation.
It is a heated conversation. Hold on. I'll be right back. And I've got a cat wallering on me. Yeah. I'm worried about getting Clintoned. But yeah, all these Democrats are calling for the Epstein files to be released with no redactions. And that how many Democrats are on the damn flight list and all that. Like,
yeah. I'm not worried about the ones that were on that list for one trip.
Yeah, it's that's the ones that were on there.
The ones that repeatedly went back. That tells you...
I mean, Trump has come out and said, like, yeah, I'm not going to be involved in that. Like, he went, what, one time and was like, yeah, that's not for me. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But the Clintons that were there, like, every weekend?
I don't know how often,
but, like... I just think...
I'll tell you this. Listen, if my husband... If it was public knowledge where he was inserting his cigar when he had some woman on his desk, and the whole entire world knew that, and, like, I don't think that I would be running for president. I think I would be, number one, getting divorced. I really think I would.
Well, she had that whole interview where she was like, I've got to stand by my man, and it was, like...
Gross.
Icky.
Gross. I believe in standing by your man. If he's a man.
Well, Hillary Clinton gives me the ick, and she always has. Hillary Clinton was involved in some shady shit. And always has been.
You know, there's a reason that we don't need to place people on pedestals. And I'm going to include our current president in that. I don't think that anybody should put anybody on a pedestal. Because you don't know what people are capable of. You don't know them personally. You don't know what they're capable of. You don't know what they're like. That we live in a whole society of people that spend all their time putting all these politicians on these pedestals and blindly following and believing anything that comes out of their mouths whenever you can literally do one tiny Google search and find some information. Okay. And I've told my husband that all the time. Hey, Jerry got on TikTok, by the way. Jerry, he's on TikTok.
Oh, I've got to send Jerry some TikTok. But anyway, you know,
his name is Jerry Dan Brown.
Well, this is all I'm going to say about Hillary Clinton. And she's been involved in politics since the early 70s. And everything she's ever touched has turned to shit. So, that's all I have to say about that. Mm. And how many people have gotten Clintons for getting in her way or Bill's way? So... Take that for what it is. Put it in a pop and smoke it. That's what I have to say about it.
Did you watch that movie? What was it called? It was something hours. Seven. It was about the soldiers that died.
Yeah.
What was that called? I did watch that. It was something hours. Girl, I had tears.
The one about Benghazi?
Yes, I had tears.
I watched that.
Just streaming down my face the whole time. I mean, that was just gut-wrenching. And I just like to know this is a true story. Like, this really happened.
She let them die. 13 hours, the secret soldiers of Benghazi. Yeah, that was an entire shit show perpetrated by Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And people died. And she just didn't care. And then she ran for president.
And people voted for her. We support our military.
Bitch, you didn't support them.
No.
Nope. And that was streamed. I watched them kill him. That one guy.
It was awful.
It was fucking awful. Shit is on YouTube. That shit is everywhere. Like, that was shown on the news of them killing them people. And Hillary Clinton did not give two shits about any of it.
No.
And we're probably going to get sued.
No, this has been said a whole bunch of times.
We'll find out what happens.
If we show up dead.
We're already dead inside, but if we show up actually dead, just know that we did get Clintoned.
And that I did not commit suicide.
Yeah, I'm not in any way suicidal. So if I come up suicided, just know that, I didn't.
I have to confess that I did get a lot of giggles over those Epstein didn't kill himself memes.
How many of those did I send you? Did I send you those?
No.
That was before we were friends.
That was before.
Oh, that shit made me giggle so hard. But Cash Patel did just recently come out and say that he did kill himself, that he was alone in his cell. And he said that there's camera footage of it after they said that the cameras weren't working. Cash Patel said, oh yeah, there's camera footage of it. Cameras were working just fine. They just didn't go down there.
I don't believe that. No, I would have to see that myself. And I don't want to see it, but I'm just saying, I would have to see. I'm not saying that the article doesn't exist. I'm saying I don't know that I believe that. I'm not trying to call Cash Patel a liar, but anybody's, just like I said a while ago, anybody's capable of anything. I just don't know that I'd believe that, because there was too many similarities to other people that supposedly killed themselves the exact same way. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're all biased in some way. I'm biased. I'll be honest. I am.
Okay, he said
the government has given me every reason to not believe anything anybody says until I see it with my own eyes. And that sounds like a tinfoil hat wearer, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, okay. This says, Patel as FBI director in the first Trump administration and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino have both confirmed that Epstein died by suicide in his Manhattan jail cell in 2019. Acknowledging that there are conspiracy theories suggesting Epstein was murdered, blah, blah, blah. Bongino in particular emphasized he has reviewed the case file and found no evidence to suggest otherwise.
Oop, sorry.
That's okay.
My brain is already trained to not believe anything when it comes to any of that crap. You know, okay, so he was not going to get away with it. He was not going to get away with it.
No, I think that...
What about that jizz lane, or how you say it?
If you hadn't have said it like that,
I could
have said
it. I don't know what her name is.
Jelaine Maxwell.
I thought it was jizz lane. I wasn't trying to
Christy
say a
Marie Brown.
She's got just this weird... Her name is...
She gives me the ick the same way Hillary Clinton gives me the ick. Like, it's
well,
just icky.
Ick. She's ick.
She's just... Ugh.
So, do you believe in Pizzagate?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some sicko people out here.
I just, like, can we not... Can we normalize not beating fucking sickos?
Can we normalize not trying to have sexual relationships with children?
I mean, I think that would be an excellent thing to normalize.
People that are actually trying to
love
make
is
that,
love.
Yes, they're trying to make it just like the Love is Love movement, which is where, you know, if, you know, listen, no, that is not a sexual preference. That's a deviance.
Here's my stance on it, if you are gay, be gay. If you feel like you want to wear women's clothes, girl, do it. Like, you do you, whatever feels good. Leave the children out of it.
Yes.
Leave the under 18s out of it.
Well, this has nothing to do with them. That's what I'm saying. It's just like stealing... They are stealing this movement, trying to insert themselves in it.
Yeah.
And they don't want the word to be pedophilia anymore.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it
they
is.
They want to call it a sexual preference, just
no,
like
No, it's not. That's not a preference. Yeah. That is a disorder. And it's a crime and should be treated as such.
Absolutely.
So...
I did watch a documentary about children that were married to adults, and it's crazy. It's stuff you would never think happens here in the United States, but it does. It does. Whenever I was watching this documentary, there was this one girl that she was 12 years old whenever this man that was a family friend raped her, And she tried to tell her mom, and her mom didn't believe her.
Yeah.
She said she didn't know what she was talking about, and the little girl ended up getting pregnant. So guess who do you think the parents did? They made her marry this guy. So I think she might have been 13 when she was forced to marry this man.
Okay.
And the whole story was about her life and how she, you know, came through that, and when she finally escaped from all that, and like her, she has a child that is barely younger than her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a baby. Like, she may not have even been 12, honestly.
I don't understand what is wrong with parents. Why are parents not willing to protect their children? Like, I would fuck some shit up when my kids were little. Like, I feel like my parents didn't protect me the way they should have.
Yeah.
And so when I had my own kids, I would be God damned if I was going to let something happen to my kids. Yeah. And I not once put my kids in a position to where they would experience anything like what I went through. But why is that, that sometimes parents, like, just don't protect their kids?
You have to give grace sometimes. There are situations where a parent thinks that their child is in a safe place. Would never dream for a second something like that would happen. I get that, you know, because I know that there's probably parents right now that are beating... There are parents right now that are beating themselves up over something happening like that whenever it was a situation, especially when it's a family member.
Yeah.
You know, but... See, and I was watching another documentary that was about these boys that got molested by their uncle. And they, like, one of the boys just went freaking nuts. And, I mean, he ended up in, like, psychiatric care because of it and stuff. And it ended up coming out, like, which he's a perfectly functioning human now. I mean, he's got his battles, but, like, it was a really beautiful story of his healing and stuff. But his uncle was raping him. His uncle.
I mean... I was not raped when I was a kid, but I was sexually molested, and my parents didn't do anything. I mean, that is the way it was handled. And I didn't go over there anymore, and they didn't come to our house, but my parents continued to be friends with his parents.
Yeah. That's wild.
And so, I mean, as a kid, that kind of fucked me up, because I experienced something.
I think that the whole deal is, how do they react when they know? When they know this is something that happened, how do they react once they know? That generation before... Our parents' generation.
Because I never told my parents. The way that they found out was my mother was going through my shit and read my diary. But it was never, oh, poor Sandy, this happened to her.
That is bullshit.
And, I mean, this is back in the 80s. So, I mean, I just feel like that's how shit was handled.
That's what I was going to say. There's a difference in generations on how they handled situations like that. I remember my mother telling me, okay, so my mom was 10 years old when her dad passed away.
Yeah.
And she was the oldest. She had four younger brothers. Yep, she had four brothers. Okay, and the youngest one was just a baby. Their dad died. So her mother had no formal education, no real skills for a job, and she had to all of a sudden figure out how to take care of her family, how to provide for her family. And so she worked. My mom pretty much was raising kids. But in the meantime, I guess she had started dating again, and she brought a man around that he molested my mom. And when my mom told her mother, She told me that her mother slapped her. She said that her exact words were, she slapped her so hard it knocked her earrings out of her ear, or on one side it knocked her earring out of her ear, and told her, don't ever say something like that again. That's how she handled it.
I mean, I just feel like in past generations, things were not handled in a healthy way, for sure.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, that's not healthy at all. And it was just not handled. Yeah. Yeah. I held a lot of hatred for a lot of years. Like, I'm fine with this person now. Like, we spoke. We had words about it. And I said what I needed to say to him. And he's fine. It's fine. I'm over it. But it was traumatizing as a child to have gone through something that I wasn't ready for. And then kind of be blamed for it. And then...
with something that you had zero control over.
Yeah, I had zero control over it. And then kind of it be made to be my fault that it happened.
Yeah.
And like, it just... It fucked me up. Yeah. It did. It fucked me up. For a real long time. And so, I have trauma about it. But it also made me be a real vigilant parent about who was around my kids, what their intentions were. I didn't leave my kids places where I felt like I was uncomfortable. So,
when what happened to me, it was a family member.
Yeah.
But
there were family members that I didn't let my kids stay with because they gave me the ick.
Well, this wasn't that kind of family member. This was a cousin that was not a first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So, distant family member.
Yeah.
And it was never even brought up, the idea of pressing charges or anything like that.
No.
But I think I was okay with that because I just wanted to pretend it never happened. I just, like, it just made me just, I don't know. But anyway, but you know what? They never had anything to do with them.
Yeah.
I was never forced to be around them again.
When I...
matter of fact, my uncle, I guess my mom had told my uncle, and my uncle was gonna, like, he tore off on him over, I did have family defending me, at least, but I don't know, things were just handled different then. It was
a different time. I mean, I didn't necessarily want to press charges. I just didn't want to have to continue to be in the same space.
Yeah. Your feelings, like, there's a lot of validity to your feelings. So I'm so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I haven't talked about this in years and years and years. And, like, I basically just never really had a peace with the whole situation. And it kind of... there came a time when it got a little confrontational. And I was basically like, you did this to me and I was a child. What the fuck do you have to say for yourself? You know? And so there was a conversation that was had. Things were said. I got to say what I wanted to say, and he got to say what he wanted to say, and there's peace. I have peace.
There is a lot of healing whenever you can confront someone. Yeah. You know, I always say that there's nothing wrong with learning to do things a new way, but there's also nothing wrong with the old school ways, but sometimes you do have to look at things with different spectacles on.
Yeah.
And I do, like, from the moment the Me Too movement came out, I didn't like it because I saw that as an opening for liars to come out.
Yeah.
But I do love how vocal women can be now when things happen. But the sad thing is, I still feel like women are still in a place that they're demeaned and they're re-victimized.
Yeah, when I don't like the Me Too stuff because I feel like people are liars. And if something truly did happen to you, like, absolutely come out and say what it was. And the freedom to come out and say that in 1991 was not a thing. You know, especially for me, I was 11 years old. So I didn't have the freedom to come out and say, this is what's going on with me, like, whatever. But also, like, people, we were the generation of latchkey kids. We were left to our own devices a lot. Like, it was a different time. Mm-hmm. And now, that generation, our generation, me and you, have had children, and we raised our kids completely different than the way we were raised.
Yes.
And so, we...
Oh, yeah, my kids didn't just run around the neighborhoods like I did.
Yeah, no. I mean, my kids, you know, we lived, you know, really close to my husband's mother. So, they, like, got to walk through the woods two houses down and go to my mother-in-law's house when they were little. But, like, as far as just being left to their own devices and being allowed to roam, no.
No, my kids didn't drink hose water either. They had Capri Suns.
My kids did. No, my kids did drink hose water. And, I mean, there were some things that I, like, tried to preserve the nostalgia. But I was just always really careful about who my kids were around because...
I think I tried to overcompensate for some of it.
Well, I had family members that made me uncomfortable as an adult. And so those people didn't get to be in my kids' lives. No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I remember when the kids would come home from school, I was little Miss Betty Crocker Homemaker, and I would always have a perfect, healthy snack laid out for them, and we'd have homework time, and everything I made was homemade. Her friends would, you know, spend the night, and I'd get up the next morning, and I was making homemade blueberry muffins and all this, and one of her friends says, "What's that?" And Brittany said, it's a muffin, and she said, "Well, my muffins don't look like that," because she had Otis Spunkmeyer muffins. I'm like, no, dear, these are homemade.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, the times have changed.
Yeah.
Parenting has become different. And the political climate is, I just feel like, can we go back to the days of just common sense? I feel like something has been left behind in genetics, or I can't put my finger on it, but it's just, you know, back in a time when things were simpler, there was not this shit that is now. I don't know. I don't like it. I just don't like it.
I don't like it either. Oh my gosh, we're turning into them old people. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Phew. Get on out of here.
Don't get. God.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days, God.
Walked almighty. 2 miles to school in the snow, uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways.
Didn't have any shoes on my
no
feet.
No shoes.
Mm-mm. Although it never snows in Texas. God. I say it never. It does it like once every 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it never snows on Valentine's Day again for me and my God. Fucking flower shop, that would be fucking amazing. That ruined my life. Was that 2020 or 2019? No, it's 2020.
Was it? It was.
It was my first Valentine's Day. It opened in August of 2019, so that would have been February of 2020 before the pandemic. So it's snowpocalypse happened.
Yep.
And then the fucking pandemic.
And that was real snow.
That was real. That was like feet of snow in Texas.
We had real snow. It was powder. You couldn't even make a snowman out of it. And I was like, where did this come from? Because I've never seen this in Texas.
I called Karen and I said, come down here and get your weather. It's drunk. It's in Texas. Come get it. Take it back up north where it belongs.
Oh my God. You know, okay, so we never lost electricity at all during that whole time.
I did not
lose
electricity at my house.
And I know a lot of people did, but yeah. We were very, very blessed. The rolling blackouts that were happening, mm-hmm. It never affected us. Our electricity never went off. So, I mean, our heater was going. Like, we were warm inside the house. But do you know I had ice? It was so cold outside that around the door frame of my kitchen door. That was before we had the doors replaced. Those doors were hollow, so there was not any insulation in there. Mm-hmm. I had ice growing around my door frame. Like sheets of ice inside of the house.
Shit.
Even with the heater going.
Yeah.
I had literal ice growing around my door. That is insane.
Yeah, we had our wood burning stove going, and then we have one of those big fans you get to like dry like if your carpet, like a big shop fan. Yeah. But anyway, we have one of those that we put and shoot hot air throughout the house. And so we're pretty warm during all that time. And
oh, I was outside playing in it. I had bibbers because, you know, I hunt. And so I had my hunting bibbers on, my wool socks. I mean, I was completely covered up. And we got on our four-wheelers. This was before we had the Can-Am. We were on our four-wheelers. Driving through town, we drove through town and went down and had breakfast at the Wildflower because they were still open. And then we drove back through town, went up to Tiki Hut. Lindo decided to rearrange Tiki Hut since it was closed. And so Jerry and I went and helped remove furniture and stuff inside the Tiki Hut. Then we went and had lunch at JB's. Then we drove up to Spring Market and bought beer. And then we just driving out to our friends' places and stuff. And we were just all
I borrowed my friend's husband's, like, Carhartt coveralls. Mm-hmm. And we bundled up the kids who were all, like, high school age. And we tied a tractor tire behind my friend's Suburban. And we, like, took turns getting on the tire and getting drugged through back roads on the tire. And just drinking. Like, me and my friend were drinking and the kids obviously we're too young, but they were having a blast, and then we forgot one of the kids was on the tire, and we were like flying down some back roads. They're back there hollering, "Oh God!" We stopped the car. They're just covered in snow.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't forget your children are on the tire. Oh, they got back in the car and they're just covered in snow. It's like, I don't get any Parent of the Year awards. But, I mean, also, it wasn't my kid. It was my friend's kid. It was not my kid. Did not forget about my own child. Forgot about somebody else's child. But it was fun.
Good times.
It was a good time. But, yeah. Karen, keep your crazy weather in Minneapolis where it belongs.
Yep.
Don't let it come down here.
I like it to visit every once in a while, but once every 10 years is good enough for me.
I mean, it can come down here and be cold for just a little while and maybe just a sprinkle of snow, but let's not have an accumulation. Because I'm going to tell you what about people in Texas. People in Texas don't know how to drive in that shit.
Nope. Because we're not accustomed to it.
We're not accustomed to it. Like, I'm comfortable with my own driving. I'm not comfortable with anybody else's driving.
One of my cousins asked me, can't they not plow the roads? Can't they not salt the roads? I said, no. Why would we have snow plows? It snows once every 10 years.
We don't have snow plows here.
No, we do get ice. We get ice.
They salt the bridges sometimes.
Yeah, and usually within a day or two, that's melted and gone, you know. But we don't get that kind of work. So, I mean, that would be stupid to invest in snowplows in an area that doesn't really snow very often. No. So, I mean, just stay home.
If you are not confident to be out and about, stay home. Just stay home. Just stay home.
Or take your side-by-side or your four-wheeler instead. Those are fine.
Yeah. Listen, drink beer, forget about your kids. Go on back.
We're giving good advice.
Oh, God. Was it me? So many tears. Oh, my God.
Loyal.
Oh, shit. Well, this has been an informative episode that will probably have to be heavily edited because of all the shit we talked about many different topics.
Well, of course. That's how we do. I mean, yeah. Isn't that a genuine conversation?
It is a genuine conversation, and I have missed you horribly. And I so look forward to our weekly therapy sessions where we just get to go, what?
Yep.
At each other.
Just get it all out.
Just get it all out. And I love it how we start off like fun and bantery, and then you said one thing about Walmart, and I was like, speaking of Walmart. Tell you all the bullshit they're doing. And then that just devolved into fucking chaos. But anyway, yeah, sometimes that's what this podcast is. And it's just, you know, it is what it is.
But I'm okay with that.
I'm good with it. We had a good time.
Alrighty, well, I guess we need to...
Yeah. It's somehow. 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Tired.
Do you know where your children are?
Oh, God. Who used to do that commercial? It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Sammy Davis Jr. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Oh, shit. I've got kids.
I have children? The fuck?
Oh, yeah. That streetlight's been on for a while. I guess I better go outside and yell.
Child.
I mean, this is my generation where you would come home from a date or hanging out with friends and your mom would be standing right at the front door flipping that light switch off and on telling you,
yes,
get your ass in the house.
Oh, yeah. My parents did that to me, flipping the light switch off and on. And I was like, you're so embarrassing. Can you not do that? Jesus. But, okay, well, talk to us about the 80s. Send us your conspiracy theories. Send us topics. Tell us what we should talk about.
Tell us what bad parents we are. That's okay, too.
Yeah, tell us bad parenting. Tell us we're bad parents because we know we are. Were you also a bad parent? Send in your stories.
That would be a great episode.
That would be such a great episode of just fails. Like parenting fails of the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
80s and 90s parenting fails. Send it in, guys. Email address is we'relittlebitdead@gmail.com.
werelittlebitdead@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook. We've given up on everything else because it requires time that I don't have, so.
That's okay.
You can find us on Apple, Spotify, and all the places where you love to listen to podcasts, and okay, bye.
Bye.